Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a deaf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Sukkah 48. The Gemara talks about how there were two concepts, two heretics, if you will, one called Sason and one called Simcha. We know there's a famous pasuk, La'yehudim ha'yisa'ora v'simcha v'sason v'ikor kenti elanu. We talk about in Havdalah kenti elanu, but in the Megillah it talks about sason and simcha. It's interesting that it's actually two different concepts. The Gemara points out that there were two heretics. One was sason, one was simcha. Said sason to simcha, I am better than you, because it's written, they shall attain rejoicing and gladness, sason v'simcha. Sason came first. I said simcha to sason, am better than you, since it is written, the pasuk we just said, the Jews had gladness and rejoicing, simcha v'sason v'kar. And one day, said Sason to Simcha, they, the heavens, will take you out and make you a scout. Since it is written, for with Simcha they will go out. Ki v'simcha seitzeu. One day, said Simcha to Sason, they will take you out and you will draw water. For it is written, and you will draw water with Sason. The main point being that these two concepts, Sason and Simcha, might go back and forth, but really in the end of the day, they should come hand in hand. How often are we involved with Shabbos, or are we involved with Yom Tov, or are we involved with different things in our lives, and we have one without the other? We have Sason without Simcha. Sometimes we could sit, we could eat, and we could quote-unquote rejoice with Shabbos, we could rejoice with eating and with the spread, but are we actually Simcha? Are we actually happy? Are we actually of a pleasant mind and appearance? When the Shabbos candles are lit, we're supposed to feel that metaphorical blue light. I always think, going traveling throughout my whole house, the menuchat ha-nefesh, menuchat ha-gifas, guf is supposed to come up and supposed to feel it. But sometimes we don't have both together. It would be ideal, as much as possible, we should have both together. When we sit down for Shabbos, we're rejoicing with the Shabbos. Not only are we rejoicing, but rejoicing with gladness. And sometimes you could be happy, you could be putting on a face, putting on a show, it looks like you're happy, but you don't have real rejoicing inside. We should aim to have real rejoicing with real gladness. Just as the Gemara talks about sason v'simcha, sason v'simcha, sason and simcha together. We should have real rejoicing, real happiness as much as we can. And they say if you don't have it right away, you should try it, and you fake it till you make it. So you put on the smile, and then inwardly you can feel it also. We should be zochet to always have sason and simcha together in all of our days, especially Shabbos, especially Yom Tov, so that we could feel it and everyone around us could feel it as well. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 49 here on the TTD.